All right, we're going to call to order the Rome Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. Today is February 3rd, 2026. It's 3:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call could state their name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Walker, your vice chair. You want to start?
Kerwood, board member.
Beth Robertson, board secretary clerk.
Lauren Warburton with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, board meeting minutes from our January 20th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I looked at them. I do not have any comments. I'll make a motion to approve board meeting minutes from February minutes from December
January 20th.
January 20th.
No second.
Thanks, Walker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hey, Seth, before I forget, does McKenna need help then up there getting plats or anything else?
Walker could answer that
Yeah, I think
better
she's all square working with the county on that.
than I could. Okay, perfect. That just reminded me seeing the date of the board meeting, so I just wanted to make sure. Okay. All right. Lauren, you're up. Quarterly expenditures and the financial statements.
Thanks, Michael. So, board, this payment listing covers again from October 1st through December 31st, with the total coming in at 6,771 and some change, both of which covered a couple accounting, or I'm sorry, an accounting and then a legal invoice that was paid through bill.com.
You guys have any questions?
I have no comments.
Okay. Could we get a motion then to approve those?
I'll make a motion to approve the pigment listing as presented.
No second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Lauren.
Then for financial statements, these are for the period ending December 31st. And let me see. Scroll back up to the balance sheet here. So, balance sheet first, it looks like total assets were sitting at 1.3 million, with a majority of that at 1,291,000 being in the debt service fund, and then 32.6 thousand being in the general fund. And then on the liability side, total accounts payable came in at just over 23,000. Any questions on the balance sheet?
Doesn't sound like it.
Then if we start with the general fund statement, looks like no revenues currently, and then total expenditures came in at just over 42,000. Most of which are the administrative costs for accounting, audit, insurance, and legal, and then $27 it looks like went towards banking fees. Any questions on these?
No comment.
And the debt service fund, total revenues came in at just over 608,000. The majority of that at 571,000 being property taxes, 24,000 being interest income, and then we have 13,000 of intergovernmental revenues. And then on the expenditure side, 228,000, 221,000 of that being bond interest, and then 7,000 of that being the agent fees payable to UMB. Questions on the debt service fund?
No.
Okay. And that is everything for Rome 1. Michael, do you want a motion on
We
this
can
before we
just do
move on?
them together.
Then for Rome 2, again, as of December 31st, total assets came in at 28.6 thousand, with 27,700 of that being the receivable from the county treasurer, and then $860 in the checking account. And on the liabilities side, it's that same $860, which I believe is just due to Rome One for the amounts in the checking account. Any questions here?
Nope.
Okay. So then the debt service fund schedule, total revenues came in at 27,700, with $3 of that being interest income, and then the rest being property taxes. And then total expenditures came in at 13,300, with $155 of that being banking fees, and then the rest intergovernmental expenditures. And that is the last statement for Rome 2.
Okay, any questions?
No.
Okay, could I get a motion then to approve the fourth quarter financials for both PIDs 1 and 2?
I'll make a motion to approve the financials for kids 1 and 2 as presented.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, you guys have anything for us?
What's the status of getting PID 1 transferred over to residence?
We have to do our own election. When I finally got back from the county clerk, you know how we had talked about doing it jointly, having them do it for us, and we would contract. They won't do that. And partly because of there being non-resident owners. So we're going to have to figure out how to track down all of the info for the non-resident owners. And then we're going to have to send out the ballots, see who wants to be on, all of that to have the election. So we got to work on that for the coming year.
There, did we budget for that in the 26 budget?
We have not, because I don't know how much yet. I got to try to figure that out.
Think pretty easy to, Walker, correct me, but Narissa could scrape that all that information, property owners for us, and give us a mailing list.
Yeah, it's not too difficult with some of the software available to get a kind of set a target and then get a radius around for mailers.
Yeah, if you guys have somebody who could do that, that would be great.
Is that something you can take Walker with Narissa? You work with her at all?
Not much. We can link up and make sure I give the appropriate direction and that. I don't know if she's done that specifically or not.
Or I can give her the direction. You just need addresses and names for all the property owners within the district and
Yep.
the district boundaries. I'm sure there's a, it shows up on the Morgan County website somewhere. So I'm sure she can get that boundary and then scrape that information and get that mailing list to us, and then we can send out mailers. And
Yep.
I would be surprised if the county can't do that for us too, or just as a courtesy, hey, give us a list of all the property addresses. And we have it, I'm sure. We could just mail. The problem is we have the addresses of all. Yeah, I guess that then becomes. Is this, we can do the property, but that doesn't mean that's where the entity, the person lives.
Yeah, we just need to track down who the actual owner is, and then send them the mailer and then ask how many of them want to be on the board.
Yeah.
So we got to find somebody. Otherwise, the way the statute reads is you serve until you're replaced. So I guess in theory, all three of you could stay for a while if we can't find anybody to want to be on the board.
Oh, I got some individuals in mind.
Is that a good thing?
There's a couple of employees that live up there. So worst case scenario, we just pass it off to the employees that live there.
Love where your head's at, Seth.
By default, you're now appointed to this board.
Oh, that's funny.
I can fill at least two seats that way.
I got to remember which one of you guys are up first. I
Oh,
think you.
I think it's Holton and Walker than me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're last on all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you guys could get that, that would be awesome.
Okay.
And it would save money for sure.
I'm help good nurses help on that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Seth. All right. If there's nothing else, motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. So, yeah.